Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, Speaker Mike Johnson's tough position. Number two, the Senate impeachment trial is delayed. And number three, the latest from the vault. First of all, welcome back, Jake.
Thank you very much. The UConn Huskies are national champions once again, back to back. Very exciting for all involved. I will put in a pitch to Coach Danny Hurley, who I hated when he was the coach of Rhode Island, but I'm forced to like him now, that he should not go to Kentucky because Kentucky's not a great job, and he should stay at the University of Connecticut, where he has won back-to-back champions. I know he's going to take this suggestion, Anna, quite seriously, made on the Daily Punch.
Clearly. This is where he's getting all his advice on possible future job employment.
Yeah, I mean, the rumors, and they're just rumors, is that he was offered $11 million a year at University of Kentucky, making him the highest college coach in any sport. But who would ever want to leave Connecticut for Kentucky?
We'll just leave it there, folks. Yeah. All right, let's get into Speaker Mike Johnson's tough position. We are leading Punch Bowl News AM with a look at how things have gone from bad to worse on day 168 of Mike Johnson's speakership. He now faces a really stark choice, right? And this is all about whether or not to try and pass a Ukraine aid bill or remain speaker. It truly is that dire, Jake.
Yes, it is. He has basically two choices here. He could stay speaker or pass a Ukraine bill. I don't think there are many other options for him, to be honest with you. The Marjorie Taylor Greene's resolution, which she has not activated, her motion to vacate, it's easy to dismiss it because MTG says off-colored things a lot, I guess is the best way to put it, and is seen as a, we don't have to get into, well, she's seen as being a little bit trigger happy. But, you know, listen, MTG's single vote is as important as any other single vote in the House. And, you know, they've put up the right who elected, by the way, they're the ones that got Johnson elected. They, not MTG, but they kicked out McCarthy, and they thought Johnson would be more conservative. And now they are, they were against what he did on funding. They're against what he did on Ukraine. So it's a tough situation, and I'm not sure how Johnson gets out of it because he's telling people in D.C. and around the country, donors and government officials, that he is going to pass Ukraine aid. I don't know that there are any sweeteners, Anna, that would ease the passage of Ukraine aid that are feasible at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's kind of coming up against the same thing, probably even in a bigger focus that you had Kevin McCarthy do, right? Is he going to use his role as speaker to pass or try to pass a bill that he now in this role feels is really important to do come up against the fact that the majority of House Republicans may not vote for it? He's going to need Democrats to do that and put at risk his speakership. I think the one thing that is to Johnson's benefit, and we kind of outlined this in the AM, that you didn't have with McCarthy is that ousting McCarthy and the kind of trial of trying to find a new speaker is really seared in House Republicans' mindset of how difficult that was, that they don't want to go through that again, that, you know, it is unclear who, if anyone, would be the next speaker. You know, it's not as if MTG is saying, let's throw this guy out. I already have another person who's going to be a better fit for this role. That to me is the only kind of upside that Johnson has at this moment.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think that's fair. I think that people like MTG don't think of that. I think that they don't really worry about who's next. They think, well, this guy stinks and we're going to replace him with somebody else, or at least not have him in the role. and Brez and I kind of disagree on this, but I do think that that is a reality, and it's you know, remember, if she were to file this thing, all she would need is like one or two more people, and I don't think that it's feasible to have Democrats save Johnson. I just don't. I think that it would be being Speaker on the minority's help is not a terribly feasible proposition.
All right, let's run to the number two story of the morning, delaying the inevitable. The Mayorkas impeachment trial punted again, another challenge for Speaker Mike Johnson. Senate Republican conservatives won the battle, though they're still likely to lose the war. Johnson on Tuesday bowed to pressure from the Republicans who want a full-fledged impeachment trial for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Johnson agreed to delay the formal transmission of the Mayorkas impeachment articles until next week, averting a quick vote by Senate Democrats dismissing or tabling the trial. Another problem for Speaker Mike Johnson.
Yeah, I don't get this at all. To be honest with you, the simple fact in legislative politics is that if you have the majority, you can do a lot. They're going to I don't know that they do, but if they have the majority for dismissing, for ending the trial before it begins, they're going to have it today and they're going to have it next week. You know, I don't know. I don't get why, you know, of course they thought, well, listen, they'll finally get to impeachment on Thursday and we'll be on our way out of town and people will just end it. But I think people will just end it next week too. And I think this is like, this is an example, in my view, maybe I'm wrong, of just overthinking things. Like I understand Senate Republicans want a trial. I get that. Or most of them do. I don't get why this is going to ensure that Democrats have a tougher time avoiding a trial. If they have the votes, they have them. If they don't, they don't. They'll have them this week, next week, whenever.
Yeah, but it's another, I would say this. I do think it's a flex of conservative Republicans in the Senate who have been frustrated by, kind of in a very similar fashion, by the fact that Mitch McConnell has over, particularly in the first 2 years of the Biden administration, there was a lot of deal making between Republicans and Democrats. His fact that, you know, McConnell, when asked about this issue, kind of punted quickly to the fact that, you know, wanted to talk about Ukraine funding and some of the other issues that they're dealing with. This is another kind of example of, I think, conservatives trying to, you know, well, whether they're ultimately successful, I agree with you. I don't think this matters if it happens this week or next week. They've already put off sending these for quite a while.
Like 50 days, yeah.
Right. I mean, I just think, but this is just another example, though, I think, of that kind of conservative frustration as another flashpoint.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's a fair point.
All right, let's move on to the number three story of the morning. The Vault, Washington and Wall Street are focused on a key inflation number today, eagerly awaiting the release of new inflation data as speculation grows that the Federal Reserve will continue to punt on cutting interest rates until later this year. An interesting item by our very own Dave Clark this morning.
Yeah, Dave Clark, who runs policy coverage for us, taking a turn at bat. Obviously, the inflation data is not only key to a lot, but key to the election in November. The inflation data is out covering the month of March at 8:30 a.m. And economists say that it'll come in at 0.3%, an improvement over February's 0.4% increase. And I want to add one more thing that's also in the newsletter this morning. There is a new effort, something that we've actually covered a good deal. The Affordable Connectivity Program, which is something we wrote about many times over the last year or so, which has was included in the Bipartisan Infrastructure and Jobs Act, offered as a discount and is slowly not offering discounts because the program's going to expire, but a discount for internet service for eligible households. Yvette Clark, Democrat from New York, will begin circulating a discharge petition this week to fund the lapsed program and to get it on the floor. There was some talk, and there still is some talk, to be honest with you, to include this in some sort of domestic spending package that would include money for the Baltimore Bridge, for the Francis Scott Key Bridge. We'll see if that happens, but an interesting effort nonetheless, because the ACP does have Republican support.
All right. With that, thanks so much for listening. As a reminder, the Daily Punch is up for a Webby Award. Please vote. You can go to the show notes and click on the link to do so. We would really appreciate it. As always, we appreciate you listening to the Daily Punch. If you like it, tell your friends, hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you listen to. And as always, you can learn more, go deeper with our free morning newsletter. All it takes is an email. Go to punchbowl.news and we'll get you signed up. Have a great day and stay safe, everybody.